T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Wow. Yesterday was Dingus Day. Big, big deal. Yesterday was Earth Day. Big, big deal. Next year, I'm thinking we ought to combine the two and maybe, just maybe, we have Plant a Pierogi Day. You like that? Plant one right in your mouth. Very yummy. Very yummy.
New Start 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Thank you, or what, your sister-in-law for those pizzelles?
Yes.
Very good.
Laura.
Chocolate.
No, those were anise.
Those were anise? They were,
yeah.
How come they were brown?
I don't know.
They were brown. Mine, the ones you gave me were chocolate.
No, they weren't. They were anise.
Anise.
Yes.
Brown anise?
Mm-hmm.
What are the white ones then?
Vanilla.
Vanilla, I know that. And there's also orange. Did you know you can get orange?
No, I didn't. I've never tried orange.
Yeah, I've seen orange, and it's not bad.
Really?
Not bad, yeah. But anyway, thank her, because they were yummy.
Oh, definitely.
And I had two of them together. I decided to go for a megabyte.
There.
Very good.
I love pizzelles.
Now, if you want to get an idea of the crowd for the Dingus Day parade and the Dingus Day celebrations, go to our Facebook page. Marty Binney has took some good pictures, or excellent pictures, and all you see is a sea of red, a sea of people. It's amazing. Now, I have not heard any police estimates. Last year, the police estimated 60,000. And Bernadette, the woman who has a particular set of skills and runs the parade, said that she had more people in the parade. She knows that. And it looked like there was more people in the general crowd. It was jammed, just jammed, and everybody had a good time. And I hope you're already making your plans to be there next year. Tony, I suggested to you that you decorate one of the family vehicles and go as a family. Go as an Italian family.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like that.
Kids would love to be in a parade. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Kids love that stuff.
We could have a tow truck leading my
Yeah, without a transmission. Yeah. Make sure that she places you right in back of a tow truck.
Yeah, that'd be important. I don't want to hold up things.
So is your transmission, when you put it in D, it's not going D, 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 D?
No, for some reason... And I just can't figure out what's going on. Sometimes I put it in reverse, it doesn't want to move. Or sometimes I put it in drive, it doesn't want to move. Then, you know, you wait a few seconds and
it doesn't.
Then it'll start to go.
Maybe it's haunted.
It could be.
Call George Norrie. Have him do a haunted transmission show, because he probably will.
There are people who believe there are vehicles that are cursed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
I've seen famous cars that they believe that are cursed, and I'm starting to think that mine is cursed.
That's because they were probably touched by famous people who did weird things with them.
Yeah.
I don't think the car itself is cursed, although I certainly have had my share of cars that I've cursed at. I used to have one that, and a brand new Bonneville convertible.
I like Bonnevilles.
Okay, if it was sitting out in the driveway, which it always was because I didn't have a garage,
mm-hmm.
and it rained, okay, well, you knew that the first time you put the brakes on, water would fall into the driver's lap. So what I had to do, and I brought it to the dealer a couple of times, and they tried to fix it. They never could. But what I would do is, as I'm approaching somewhere, I know I'm going to have to stop, like a stop sign, or I see a red light up there, I would slide over to the middle seat, the middle, because it was a bench seat. I'd slide over to the middle, put the brakes on, and watch the water come in.
Oh, my.
And that was a nice car. It was a good car. It was a good quality car. But They didn't have waterproof convertibles out then.
Wow.
So that's I cursed a few times at that.
I had the cousin to the Bonneville. I had a Catalina.
Catalina!
Yeah, 65.
See, they had cool names then. Not now. Now they have names that don't mean anything.
Right.
They mean nothing outside the car. And that's sad. The Hellcat, which I have a Hellcat,
mm-hmm.
That's a great name and a great car.
Yes.
It says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, the one that they had, the super fast one, the Demon. That was a nameplate brought back. And I just found this out recently that in the 70s, when they came out with the Demon, there were protests against it because they didn't like the name.
I didn't know that there was a Demon before this Demon.
Yeah, it was. Then it became, I think, the Duster.
Oh, they went from the Demon to the Duster?
I think that's how it went. I have to look that up again.
As I recall, was no Demon.
No, it had a 340 six-pack, yeah, I think. It was okay.
It's okay, but not by today's standards.
Right, and there was a Plum Crazy edition of the Demon that
Plum
was
Crazy.
Super sweet.
My favorite Mopar color.
Yeah.
Purple.
Beautiful purple.
Try and find it, though. I mean, you can find them, but not in the model you want.
Right.
We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, after the parade, Jimmy Sturr appeared there at the Dingus Day festivities. He's one of the biggest names in the Polish community. I've never seen him, but I certainly know who he is. So that's nice.
No, he's definitely a giant in polka
music.
He's
big.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, let's polka our brains out.
I used to play Jimmy Sturr when I was at WXRL hosting Greg Schwiedak.
Oh,
and
really?
Al Schwiedak, yeah.
So you know those Polish songs?
Yeah, I know a few of them.
See, I don't know any of the Polish songs. I know all the country songs. I wonder if there are any country Polish songs.
I don't know.
Probably not. I know classic country pretty well. I know nothing. I'm Schultz from the I Know Nothing
from Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So I think it went off without a hitch. We'll probably get a crowd estimate sometime today. That would be nice. I think it was over last year, which was 60,000.
Well, congratulations to Bernadette and to everybody involved in the Dingus Day Parade.
Yep, she has a lot of good volunteers that work with her, like Guy and Margaret Latona and her brother and others. She corrals all of them to volunteer because the putting the parade together is a big deal.
Oh, I'm sure.
To physically put it together. I think, as I said, I think it went very well. She works very hard on that over a long period of time. So
yes.
So it goes off without a flow. Actually, it went off with a flow. Flow is her brother's nickname. All right, here's what we're talking about today. We're going to go Shakespearean. You know, it used to be or not to be, that is the question. We're going to change that a little bit and borrow. Okay, it's to impeach. Or not to impeach? That is the question. On the side of impeachment stands Maxine Waters. And the reason that I mention Maxine Waters instead of the Crazy Four is the fact that she has been around longer, probably has more influence in Congress than the Crazy Four. So I just put down to impeach, on the side of impeachment, Maxine Waters. Not to impeach, on the side of not impeaching, Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now, do you think they will impeach? Do you think they won't impeach? Or is this just a waste of time and money? My vote, very easy. Waste of time and money. And I'll tell you why. Because impeachment starts in the House, but if it gets passed there, it has to go to the Senate. And the Senate is not going to vote it in. Everybody knows that. You're just wasting your time. And I wouldn't mind if you just wasted your time. Maybe by working on this, you're not working on something that's going to be detrimental to the country. So at least I guess that's a plus. But I hate to see our taxpayer money wasted. And all the showboating, that's all it is. Obviously, any hearings would be on television. They were all playing and preening to the crowd. But Nancy Pelosi had an hour-plus phone call with members of the House. I think they had a good attendance for that. And she said that this is not the right setup for impeachment. But you got the wackos in the party, plus Maxine Waters, who she's not only wacko, she's not very bright, as far as I can see, who want to go through with it. And I have to laugh. I really have to laugh. because as I in my bigger article here from the New York Times, they quote some of these politicians who are saying that he brought shame to his office. Were these the same people that were around when Bill Clinton had to rush that blue dress to the dry cleaner? I mean, were they around? Were they conscious during that period where he was discussing foreign policy while standing? Others were not around him who were perhaps not standing. That's the best way for me to describe it. Do they think that brought any shame to the office? So I have to laugh when they bring that up. So should they impeach? Absolutely not, for reasons. It's not, she hasn't done anything impeachable, plain and simple. And I think he'd be hard-pressed to sell that right after the Mueller report has been made public. And get this, the AG has made the Mueller report, taken some of the redactions out, and sent it over to the Democrats. They didn't even review it. I'll show you. They were the ones calling for a totally unredacted form. Well, there are some things they can't because of the law. Grand jury testimony is one good example. It's in there that they can't do it, and they know they can't do it. So they send what they can and take a chance that that won't be made public. But they don't even review that. That shows you this is a party right now with a very split personality, and it's not pretty. The Democrats are in a crisis mode right now. They want blood. They haven't been able to get any yet, and that annoys them. They're going to keep scratching, keep throwing those punches until somebody hits something, and that's the way it is. So should they impeach? Should they not impeach? And is it just a waste of time? Here's my votes. Not impeach. Waste of time. What's your vote, Tony?
Not impeach. Complete waste of time.
All right. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. See what Dan thinks. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're fine. What do you think? To impeach or not to impeach? That is the question.
This was the best dingus day ever. Sandy, I'm going to say, as far as impeachment is concerned, that it's a non-starter. I think that the Democrats should concentrate on governance. They should show their constituency what they have to offer as far as policy matters, economic matters, and the overall well-being of the country. Impeachment would be an exercise, and it would not go anywhere in the Senate. So are they so stupid to start a fight they know that they lose in the first round?
Well, her point, Pelosi's point, is to save up stuff and get all ready for the election and let the voters decide in less than 2 years. But I think the other side, the absurd side, as I refer to them, wants something, and they want it now. They've got to have, it's like a baby. You've got to give that baby what the baby wants now. They're not willing to wait, not even a year and a half. And they—that's silly. They don't seem to recognize the realities of politics. They don't have the votes in the Senate.
Well, I'm going to agree with you 100%, and it saddens me, Sandy, because I'm your token Democrat. I really wish that I was looking at some governance, both from the Senate and the Congress, and I really wish that I see some legislation that has something to do with the welfare of the country and the people that live within it. And Sandy, unfortunately, all I'm seeing is a bunch of garbage, a bunch of people who were elected to office that spend their time defending their position.
Well, you're right about that. They were sent to legislate, and they're not doing that. Yes, they have oversight in certain things, and we understand that, and occasionally you have to have hearings on this or that, but they're not doing the job. They were sent by your votes and taxpayer money and whatever to do. Their failure to do the assigned work they signed up for.
I'm again, Sandy, and this is unusual. We generally agree to disagree, and we have a wonderful discussion, but I agree with you 100%. I'd like to leave you on this note, and I'm going to plagiarize what was once a very famous campaign slogan. And I think what the American people are going to have to do as far as 2020 is concerned is ask yourselves, are you better off today than what you were prior to having Donald Trump president? And if you are better off, then common sense says you vote for Mr. Trump. If you feel that we or yourself are not better off, you hope that the opposition can field a candidate who's got some brains.
Wow. Very good. Good to talk to you, Dan. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Yeah, you look at it like this. When you vote for a politician to go into a public office, you've hired that politician. You've hired that politician for 2 years or 4 years, and in the Senate, 6 years. They're supposed to go there. In this case, they're supposed to go there and legislate. That's look at the laws, see what you want to change, what you want to initiate. Yes, they have oversight on some things. You saw the ugly oversight on the Supreme Court nominee of Brett Kavanaugh. You saw what they did with that. That's just an example. For one thing, I think the House looks like it's in a blood sport mode right now. They've got to have something. It's almost like a junkie. They need their fix. They've got to have their Donald Trump fix, because every time they come up to go after him, they lose. And they don't like that. And they don't, by not liking that, they don't like you if you voted for him. They don't like you. You're a taxpayer. They don't like you, and they don't give a damn if they're doing their job or not. I think they're due for a huge surprise at the next election. Unless something falls out of the sky, I think they're going to get you-know-what handed to them on a plate. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Got the team with us today. Tony Caligiuri, the executive producer for 22 years, and Sean Murphy. Sean is like John Wayne. He's tall and stoic, and you never know what he's thinking. You know what I mean, Tony?
Sean's kind of quiet.
Now, I have a goal. Sean's with us all week, and today is only Tuesday, so I got the rest of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I got 4 days. In the 4 days, me, a triple Hall of Famer, I'm going to use my imaginative powers to make him laugh. Not only to make him laugh, he's going to slap his knee. I'm going to say something that's going to make him reach out and slap his knee. Boom. All right. Do you think I can do that, Tony? Do you think it is possible?
I'm doubting it. I'm really doubting. I know you're good, but Sean, he's set.
Look, he's hiding behind the screen, so I can see his hat, but I can't see his mouth. And if you can't see his mouth, you don't know if he's laughing.
I will let you know.
Let me know. You'll be the official referee here. Can I make Sean Murphy laugh in 4.5 days? Okay.
That's a tall order for you.
Give it a try. Okay. I'm looking at him now. No, nothing much. But it doesn't he remind you of John Wayne?
Yes.
Well, Pilgrim, I got 3 callers on the phone now. I can just hear. All right. First of all, the text that we have here, I totally agree with Dan is the first one. And keep in mind, Dan is a lifelong Democrat. It's a miracle, but actually, for that one brief shining moment, no, it wasn't Camelot, it was Dan agreeing with me. So Dan and I are on the same boat, which is no impeachment, waste of time and money. The next one says not to impeach. 2 years already have been wasted, and that's true, wasted. And they're going to continue wasting that. This is a crazy impeachment for doing a good job. It's foolish, because if you look at it, the country's in great shape right now, and he's got more to do. I can't imagine where we'd be or what we would have if he actually had any cooperation. I don't mean total cooperation. I just mean any cooperation from the other side, because he seems to be doing a lot with a little. All right, here's one. Aren't you guys tired about talking about impeachment and politics? The answer is yes, we are. We are probably, it says here, it's almost self-defeating. I hold my head in pain thinking of the absurdity of this. And it's true. And of course we are. We're sick of it, just like when I was a disc jockey. We always had songs that we were sick of playing, but the audience still loved them. So we played them. We're here to serve the audience, not to serve ourselves. Otherwise, I could talk to myself in the car on the way home. But the bottom line is, yeah, are you sick of it, Tony?
I think it goes beyond sick of it. I think I'm burnt out.
Yeah, me too. The wick is getting shorter and shorter on stuff like this, but they don't seem to want to give up on it. That's the point. We haven't seen any ray of sunshine coming from Democratic headquarters.
No, it seems like it's getting worse, and you would have thought that it would have gotten better with all the light that's being shown on Hillary and Barack's connection to spying and all of this and that. You think it would have woke a lot of people up, but no, the left seems to be digging in more and more each day.
They're desperate. They need...
Desperate's a key word.
In their mind, they need something, and they haven't gotten anything yet, and they're not happy about it. Let's go to Mike in Grand Island. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Well, I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's another waste of time and money. But I think, first off, got to take a look at the beginning. They put Mueller in charge of this. Didn't they have like 13 Democrats on his committee to help him look this over?
Yeah, there were a lot of Democratic lawyers in there, too. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't exactly a perfect mix.
Yeah, none of them could prove obstruction at that point.
Well, to give you an idea how the committee was made up, you didn't even hear the Democrats complain that it was one-sided or that they favored the Republicans. They didn't even try and make that argument, so then they had to go to something they don't like to go to, and that is facts. What the committee found after spending $25 million in a couple of years is what they found, and that's it. And they didn't like what they found, so now they're going to try and find a way around it.
So on that note, my thought is, if he couldn't find it in the first place and nobody could call it, then, you know, isn't that like double jeopardy?
Well, it would be if it was a court trial, but it wasn't. And think about it like this. With all of those people out in the field and all those FBI agents and other law enforcement people that they use for this, and the time and effort it took to produce this, does a committee really think that they could do more of finding out something that group didn't find out? I'm not thinking that's a very good possibility.
And lastly, if they don't get him impeached, they're definitely not going to win 2020 because they've got nothing to stand on.
They haven't. They don't have a campaign issue. I think that they ought to go over and look at the weak spots, if they can find any, in the administration's job performance for the people. What have they done that have benefited voters? And then try and find a way to make that better, get around it, do different things. Because just going after Trump now, the jig is up. We understand it's just a blood sport for them now. And it's not going to mean much. Hey, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Let's take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Okay, the WBEN 7 First Alert Forecast looking like this. Today, showers after noon as a cold front sweeps through. Isolated thunderstorms are possible. And a high of 70. And Wednesday, breaks for sunshine, seasonably high of 58. And Thursday, breaks of sunshine, a mild with a chance of a shower and a high of 62. Let's go to Angelo. Angelo's from Niagara Falls. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Angelo. Thanks for calling. What do you have for us today?
Well, I must say I agree with you 100%. They're going to try their best to impeach him. They don't have the vote, of course. And it's a complete waste of money. They're just pandering to the big donors that wanted him impeached as soon as he came down the escalator and all the radicals. What I'm hoping for, maybe it's a dream, but I'm hoping that eventually they have the hearings and investigations that stem this whole Democrat-created catastrophe and that there is indictments and incarcerations because they tried to oust a president.
Yeah, it was a coup, and not much question about that. And also, when you first talked to us, you mentioned something that's important. Are they going to keep going until they find something, if they ever do, because they feel an obligation to their big donors? They apparently feel no obligation to the voters and no obligation to the real pack of money, and that is in the taxpayers and the donors. They don't feel anything for us. They just feel it for the special people who also have a blood lust for the president.
Yes, correct.
All right. You and I are in the same boat, and we got a lot of company on this one, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Angelo. We really do. In fact, I think that if I'm a Democrat, and I probably was at one time, as I told you, my family were all Democrats. The very first thing I ever heard from my Uncle Bruno was that the Democrats are us. We're the real people, just regular working people, and the Republicans are the rich people down at the country club. That's what I was taught. I didn't have a single relative that was a Republican. And I didn't pay much attention to politics until I had to, as part of my job. And now the more I learn, the more Republican I am, but I'm disappointed. Republicans don't seem to know how to fight. They take the intellectual side of things, assuming that the best is going to happen. They're not tough. They're not street fighters. I like street fighters. I don't like people who tell you what they're going to do to you. I like people that do it. Just do it. Go and get it done. So with today's political climate, it's just frustrating because you know that they know they're wasting their time. They're just walking through it, doing what they're doing, hoping that they can get something. They just threw a line in the water. They're hoping that they get a bite of something. And that's pretty sad when you think of the cost of this stuff. And while they're doing this, they're not doing the job we sent them to Washington to do. They're not talking about new, exciting programs and things like that. The only ones that will be doing that were those running for president. Let's go to Wayne in Tonawanda. Wayne, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
I'm basically going to just probably chime in and see the same, almost exact thing. This is just a fog. They're definitely going to go after an impeachment to fog that they have no explanation for the border, not securing it. Fast and Furious, they don't want anybody to investigate that. They don't want to investigate the Clintons. So as long as they can keep this, we have to investigate this, we have to investigate that, they keep everybody on the defense. It's about time we go on the offense and say, we're done with the crap. We want to investigate what you guys did.
Well, you know what will be the big battle is the next election. It's only a year and a half away. It's much faster than we thought. And that's where it is. And I think they're going to find that that's going to be Waterloo for them because the people have had enough. We sent you to do a job and you're not doing it. Plain and simple. Thank you, Wayne. If you're not doing the job we sent to you, we're going to fire you. And as a matter of fact, that's what they used to say about Donald Trump when he first announced. They would make fun of him by saying you're fired because he was on a reality show. Like they're so far superior that they wouldn't be caught dead on a reality show. But he was very popular there. They can't get over it that an outsider would come into their playpen and dominate their world. They can't get over that. It's like they've never seen anything like that.
Don't forget they couldn't get over John Kerry losing to George Bush.
Well, that's true.
Bush was so dumb and Kerry is so smart, who, by the way, could be in some trouble with his talking with Iran. President Trump not too happy with Kerry.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, and as you know, the AG Barr said that he is going to investigate the origins, the way he described it, the origins of the inquiry about Russian collusion. That's worth a big bag of popcorn, because I have a feeling that is going to be it's not going to be a day at the beach. It's going to be a day of fireworks.
The fact that Obama knew that Trump's campaign was being spied on, but he did nothing. He knew that the Russians were going to try to interfere with the elections. Again, he did nothing.
Yep. Let's go. But Tony, he was our first black president.
That's right.
So you can get away with that. You can do almost anything if you're the first black
president.
He's
super cool.
He is. He fist bumps the first lady.
That's right.
I mean, how cool can you get? Let's go to Dan in Toronto. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Sorry, the name is James, but that's all right.
Okay, James, close enough, unless you want to change your name to Dan. Hi, James. What do you got for us today?
Well, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your program and listening to it. It's very enlightening. I'm looking at all of this from a Canadian perspective. My daughter lives in Ohio, and her and her husband are desperately frantic about Trump being in power. And what disappoints me is that when that election happened with Clinton and Trump, we were watching up in Canada pretty closely, and it just seemed like, yeah, it's a refreshing idea to drain that swamp and to get some business guy in there to clean up things. And he seems to have some very good values and principles that are guiding him. And one of these articles that I read, LizCrokin.com.
Hold on. Can you wait a couple of minutes? We'll put you on hold so you can give us your whole thought. Hold on, please. We'll put you on hold because Rush Limbaugh comes in with his bit of wisdom, daily wisdom. And then after the news, we'll talk to James again. And he changed his name from Dan to James. We're back after this.
All right, folks, get this Washington Post headline. D.C. housed the homeless in upscale apartments. It hasn't gone as planned. Now, this story covers the upscale Sedgwick Gardens apartment building in Northwest Washington near fashionable Rock Creek Park. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Now, here's where it gets good. A couple years ago, Washington, D.C. housing officials fattened the pot of money available for rental subsidies. Their goal was to give tenants in high-crime, impoverished neighborhoods a shot at moving out of there and moving into high-end housing. What could go wrong? Well, some of these tenants moved into Sedgwick Gardens directly from homeless shelters or the streets. And big surprise, they brought their behavioral problems with them. Police visits to the building quadrupled. There is pot smoke in the air, feces in the stairways, like in San Francisco. There were so many complaints, the city started staffing the building with social workers. Longtime residents got the heck out. Now, whose idea was this? You see, this is liberal thinking. This is liberal planning. This is liberal policy. This outcome is totally predictable. It would almost be hilarious if it wasn't so tragic for the people who were forced out, the people who were paying to be there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.